You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle, the way that we build back from the widespread damage caused is a topic of debate. Safety needs to be ensured and environmental considerations are also important. But how do we merge these two issues? With around 50% of all waste in the country coming from the building and demolition industries, more needs to be done to reuse these materials. Dr. Chris Roy is a senior lecturer in civil engineering at the University of Waikato and is an expert on the circular economy and has spoken about building back better. I began by asking Dr. Roy what this means.
So I guess there's this concept of building for sustainable infrastructure, and structural engineers and sustainability experts within the country and also overseas have been looking at what are the different ways to build our structures or design our structures in a way not just to meet that net zero 2050 carbon goal, but also to live long. So that there seems to be lack of design recommendations or design guidelines or not enough testing data for designers or experts to be able to design things in a way which can last for long. So I think what I mean by building better is not just building the premise of sustainability, but also think about the safety and resilience. It seems to be that so much a focus to make green and sustainable that worries me that are we possibly moving on from the concept of building resilient and safe first and then look at how to make it more sustainable. I mean, I know this both needs to be considered, but are we focusing too much on that side that we're forgetting about, you know, the safety and resilience of the structures and the infrastructure that we're building today?
And how does a country like Aotearoa need to adapt to the changing climate as well as the natural disasters that we are prone to?
I think, again, coming back to the guidelines and the policies, it seems to be so many materials that we are importing at the moment. And although we do have generic guidelines, but not so specific in terms of, you know, whether those materials are suitable for, you know, our natural disaster or the climate change that we are facing problems here. So there needs to be robust research or information available to the designers or to the engineers here to be able to design in a way that is not just safe but also sustainable long term. So I think yes, you could argue that the testing or data done in other countries would be to some extent suitable, but not always, as we've seen that how badly we could have we would have designed in the past, which is affecting us now. So reflecting back again, what happens after 50 years, all the infrastructure or structures we're building now, and focusing so much on the upfront or embodied carbon to reduce, are we not thinking about the deconstruction or the demolition phase of the structure, which goes at the end of life? So I guess for New Zealand, what we should be focusing more on is we have natural hazards such as earthquakes and wind we've seen recently, and we also do have fire and so on. So there are some materials which may perform better in terms of the carbon emissions and how lesser carbon it can actually emit in the environment, but not so much on the resilient side, for example, fire. I think there needs to be guidelines that to what extent we would be going to make sure that, you know, of course the safety and resilience has to be achieved, and then we look at other aspects as well. So that's what I think we're sitting at the moment.
You mentioned the end of life considerations for buildings. What do you mean by this?
So if you think about it, I mean, most of the structures that haven't designed life beyond 2050, because we've got only 27 years or so from now to get to that 27 years by my net zero carbon goal. But, you know, most of the structures are built for the design life more than that. So, the upfront or the embodied carbon, which is the, manufacturing carbon or installation carbon is being focused so much that you're forgetting about the operational at end of life, because if you're not able to recycle or reuse materials, you're causing more problems in the future. That's what you're going to do with those materials. It has to go to landfill. are there ways, do you understand the materials that can be recycled? Do they have strength or resilience to be able to recycle? How are we designing the connections now so we can recycle or reuse most of those materials that we are assembling together in our structure? So what I mean by end of life is, or end of life cycle, is sort of looking at the last phase of the materials, when the material has to be, we have to make a call whether or not we can reuse or recycle that material. So we do have tools like life cycle assessment, where you perform, you know, carbon calculations at different stages of any structure or building or infrastructure. But there are gaps there as well. For example, you do have, system boundary considerations that how do you define system boundaries? There are missing information in some, data that's needed for different stages of the building materials, starting from the extraction of raw materials, what's needed for manufacturing of those materials until the operational, and then going to the end of life. So end of life consideration is very important, and also connect to the circular economy concept that you are actually then counting negative carbon because you are reusing or recycling most of it. But at the moment, it seems to be that not clear information or guidelines are there. We tend to rely so much on, the generic data, not so specific to what we are using.
That was Dr. Chris Roy on how to build back better after Cyclone Gabrielle.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.